This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Plans are underway for a security upgrade at the state capitol building after it was spray painted and doors and windows were damaged during protests last year. The $10 million plan includes a fence around the building, new cameras, and reinforced doors and windows. Representative Susan Lantine chairs the Building Advisory Committee.
We want to respect that the Capitol is the people's building, but we also need to balance that with our safety.
The plan has not been approved, but it may gain new urgency with the breach of the U.S. Capitol last week. A social media site started by two University of Denver graduates attracted a wave of far-right members and is now effectively offline. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
Jared Thompson and John Mates founded Parler in 2018. The site presents itself as more free speech friendly than Twitter, and looser moderation has made it popular with far-right conspiracy theorists. After Facebook and Twitter suspended President Trump for encouraging last week's attack on the U.S. Capitol, there was speculation he may join Parler. But both Apple and Google have now banned Parler's mobile app, and Amazon shut down the site's servers Monday morning. Those moves effectively shutter the platform. Parler has 10 million users worldwide. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Sunny across Colorado, 39 in Colorado Springs. It's 27 in Vail, 36 for Grand Junction, and it's 43 degrees in Denver. This is CPR and KRCC.